Current State on 90.5 WKAR, always at WKAR.org. I'm Mark Bayshore. Mike Carl is committed to helping the homeless of Lansing. His organization, the Homeless Angels, just wrapped up 2.5 years at the Magnuson Hotel on the South Side, providing shelter and opportunities to the homeless. The Homeless Angels are now sprucing up a new facility, and Scott Pohl paid a visit. Where are they now, Scott?
Well, it's the Birkwood Inn on Lansing Road, Mark. You might say the Homeless Angels have an angel of their own in the form of an anonymous donor, as you'll hear from founder Mike Carl. Our conversation began with the end of their former relationship with the Magnuson Hotel.
It was a great partnership. We worked with the manager of the hotel, the regional manager, to come up with innovative ways to try to get more rooms so that we could help more people. We understood that it helped him. We understood that we were making no money out of it, but the number of lives that changed were worth it to me. So as the years progressed, we got our own office. We got a permit from the city, which the owner paid for. We were able to open up almost like 3,000 square foot office in the hotel, which probably hasn't been done anywhere in the country, so that we can one-on-one with people, advocate people that were staying at the hotel. During the winter, it does peak. In the summer, it goes down a little bit. But we try to give everybody a chance, even if it's a second chance. Sometimes people come in with demons that or addictions that they're battling. And sometimes it takes more than one time to get them to where they need to be. As the time progressed, we started negotiations trying to buy the hotel. And it just kind of deteriorated. And as it went downhill, we were asked to leave. When we started there were 26 rooms that were available to rent. When we left, there were 101. So just like with people, I wanted that place left better than when I got there. And I feel we did. I think we helped with the fire suppression system. We helped with room renovations. We helped with grounds and things that it needed. If it wasn't going to pass an inspection, they told us, and we tried our best to make it happen. Brought in contractors and volunteers to try to better the place.
It came time where you had to leave that facility. How did Homeless Angels wind up at the Birkwood Inn on Lansing Road?
Well, one day someone came to me. They asked me if I would like this hotel, and we talked about what we needed to do to make this happen. We started a transitional team to go from the Magnuson to here, got manuals together, and came to an agreement with the angel loaner, we'll call him, or donor. And the hope is in 4 years that this will be ours. And then we can use that equity, or we can use that money that we save and put it into another hotel in another city.
When you shut down the operation on the south side of Lansing, how many people were you housing there then? How many of those people maybe moved here at that time?
At the very end, there were about 6 chronically homeless, the hardest to place. Most of them went to the Volunteers of America's Hotel Program, and one of them came here. All of them are housed right now.
They've all found permanent housing.
Permanent supportive housing.
So are you currently housing people here at the Birkwood that had been homeless?
Yes. There was 230 safe sleeps in 3 weeks this month.
What kind of shape was this building in? I assume you had to do some work on it. I'm curious whether people who had been homeless were involved in helping fix the building up, maybe.
Right now, we didn't have, at that time when we first got possession of the hotel, there was no homeless here. We had the workers that were here, which came under the new company, the new hotel, and they helped us. We worked with community organizations like the state police were just here. They came in and did community projects to help us gut the basement and clean things up. There was a lot of clutter here. There's a lot of old furniture that has never gotten rid of. We need to make some updates. But other than that, it's a fully functioning hotel. It just needs to be spiced up and given some love. That's all.
Speaking of giving a space some love, tell me about the room we're in right now. You used the word clutter. I'm going to say it's a bit cluttered, but it's a good kind of clutter. Tell me about this room.
It is. This is the old Brickwood office. We use this as our meeting room for families. But because the build-out isn't complete here at the Brickwood, where we have a room for Christmas, this has become the Christmas room. Last year, we helped around 1,400 kids in the community, local schools, and fire departments and police stations that have called us last year. We're doing the same thing this year. The only difference is because we don't have the space, we're not going to open it up to the public again. We're just going to help local police departments, local schools, local fire departments, local churches, or someone that may come at the last minute and say, you know what, my kid doesn't have Christmas, so we're going to make it happen if we can.
I'm seeing primarily a lot of dolls. You have a lot of nice presents for children here right now.
Yep, everything in this room is new. Some of these gifts are for the families that are in the hotel right now. Some of them are for local schools, the local homeless liaisons. A lot of people don't understand or don't realize that in each school there's a homeless liaison. Last year there were at least 600 kids in the Lansing School District that were documented homeless. So for a little child or a small child to get a new Barbie that they wouldn't have gotten is an amazing experience, and we're glad that we can make that happen.
We're talking with Mike Carl of the Homeless Angels about their new operation at the Brickwood Inn on Lansing Road in Lansing. Is this still within the city limits, the Brickwood Inn?
No, it's not. It's in Lansing Township, but we're willing to work with the Lansing. We love our city. We still categorize ourselves as in the city. Literally, it's closer for me to load up the van now and drive downtown and give out hats and stuff like that. So it's a great location. I think it's amazing.
When you first came to our attention, Mike, it was with outreach programs in the middle of the night in the city of Lansing, going around making sure people had food, helping them find shelter, possibly blankets, that kind of thing. Are you still doing that kind of work too?
Yep, I still do that at least once a week or in the middle of the night if I get a call from the police officer or someone that needs help. I'll go. That's the primary where my heart is helping people out on the streets. I think my gift is I'm able to walk the streets of Detroit, Flint, Lansing, because I've been there and I can talk to people. It's not always safe, and I don't suggest anybody else do it, but that's what God laid on my heart, and that's what I must do.
I'm not sure everyone is familiar with your own personal story. Were you ever homeless yourself?
I was. I was homeless almost 13 years ago now, and I on the same streets here in Lansing. And it took someone doing what I do to get me out of that hole. I had a full-time job. I was at risk of losing my job. I was addicted to alcohol. I would drink a fifth a day. And it took someone with a simple meal and a conversation to get me into a hotel, put me in for 30 days, and make me realize that my life had value. And that's what's important, is showing that everyone has value.
On my way here to the Brickwood Inn, I took the route a lot of people would take, I assume, which is 496 to the Lansing Road exit, and zoom, I'm here in your parking lot pretty much. It struck me that on foot this would be a bit difficult to reach for some people. How or can you help homeless people who I assume in at least some cases also have transportation issues? How do they get here?
Well, one of the things that we're working on right now with CATA is to put a stop out in front of the hotel. There is one on the number 7 bus line, I do believe, but it stops at 7 p.m. We want to somehow work with them to better the route here, because every day we get 50 to 60 people that stop in, walk in, and come for help, and we want to make it more accessibility to get here and help. So we do want to reach out to other organizations that might have transportation that, or might have bus passes or CATA tokens that can help us get people out here. But it is a bit of a hike, but it's closer to downtown than the Magnuson was. So literally, if you go up St. Joe and you come across, it's right here. It's hard getting under that bridge, but there is a place in the park over there that we found that you can cross the tracks and get over. So it's complicated, but we're working on it.
I think that a lot of people in the Lansing area, their only observation of homeless people, or at least people who claim to be homeless, I suppose, in some cases, are the people with signs at highway exits and on certain street corners. Is that in any fashion part of your outreach, people who are doing that?
We do. We just lost a member of that's homeless, that used to be panhandling, that everybody, I'm sure, he's on where he was on Cedar and Edgewood. His name was Tim. He struggled with alcohol for many years, and he had a stroller. First time I met him, he pulled a knife on me, and we built that friendship. And he started telling me about his knife and his fears and his anxiety and his alcohol addiction. Met with us many times. He stayed with us over the winter, but I could not get to that point where I could get him the help he needed. And he passed away on the 18th. The point of taking a minute just to learn people's stories, people's names. You don't have to give them money. Give them food. Make sure they have a full belly. Ask them their story. There may be someone looking for them. And Tim had a family. He had people that loved him. I loved him. And I think that his story needs to be told. As hard as it is for me to handle the pain of him dying, and me sharing his story, maybe there's someone else that's struggling with addiction, someone else that has given up on someone that is addicted. Don't give up. Please keep going and help them. Their life has value.
Mike, you've just spoken with great emotion, and it leads me to ask you a question, maybe not so much a question, a statement, that I'll bet this place in your operation sees lots of tears. Some of them are tears of sadness. Hopefully some are also tears of joy.
Yeah. I think no tear is wasted. Every tear has a purpose. And sometimes breaking down those barriers start people crying. But there's a lot of tears of joy here too. So we just take it day by day. We try to help as many people as we can. Of course, we found that we can't help everyone, but we try.
Mike Carl of the Homeless Angels, thank you for everything you do for the homeless people of the Lansing area.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Scott, what can people do to help the Homeless Angels now?
Well, Mike Carl tells me that their biggest needs are things like toilet paper, personal hygiene products, microwavable meals, and of course, money for their building fund. Mike showed me around, and there's a ton of usable space at the Birkwood Inn, but the place needs a lot of work. They'll take donations at the door, and we'll link to their website, homelessangels.org, where you can get more information or pitch in.
Thanks, Scott.